The country's first sniffer dogs, specialising in Cody dieback, are ready to get to work in the fight against the disease. The two adorable dogs will add first line of defence against the incurable disease that threatens the mightiest trees in our native forests. Jean Bell reports.
They're cute, they're fluffy, but they are also the latest addition to the team fighting the spread of Cody dieback at Auckland Council. Super smart sniffer dogs, Marfi and Pip, are trained to follow their nose, which is 40 times more sensitive than a human, and identify the fungi behind Cody dieback. Phytophthora agathodissida. Since they started training in February last year, they have spent about 10 hours a week at a facility in West Auckland. They will eventually detect the disease on goods, footwear and equipment travelling around the region, particularly to islands in the Hauraki Gulf. Dog handler Kieran Johnson says Marfi and Pip are trained to flag when the pathogen is present through an odour recognition test.
So what happens in that is that we put out a whole heap of samples that the dog might come across in the field. So out there we had actual Cody tree, little bits of tree, we had soil, we had the other phytophthoras that we don't want the dog to indicate on. We had things that the dog's going to come across quite commonly, like gloves. We wear gloves a lot to move the samples around. So we put all of those out, and we obviously put their target odour as well, which is Phytophthora agathodissida, and make sure that they're not showing any interest in any of those other smells, and just on Phytophthora agathodissida. They do their trained final response, which is a sit or down indication, and then they get rewarded.
Auckland Council is spending $100 million over 10 years to combat Cody dieback. It cost $49,000 to train the two new sniffer dogs. Phil Goff says the dogs will be a valuable addition. Cody dieback is currently tested for in a soil sample, and it can take 6 weeks to get results. But he says dogs can instantly detect the fungus.
If we've got a boat or a ferry going across to Waiheke, for example, and we want to keep Phytophthora out of the Gulf, we can have that on the wharf and they'll be sniffing the goods and the people, the footwear, and they'll be able to tell instantly if there's a problem.
Mr. Goff says the aim is to stop the spread of the incurable disease around the region.
What we don't want it to have is that spread to the Gulf Islands, for example, where we've got a lot of our nature reserves, and we don't want it spread to the Hunuas. At the moment, the Hunuas are free of it. So because there's no cure to Cody dieback, we've got to look at preventative measures, and that's what makes this program so important. It's preventing the spread of it and doing everything that we can.
Lisa Tolich, the Cody dieback team manager at the council, says they are always looking for new ways to fight the disease. With Cody forest lands extending from Northland to the Waikato, she says sniffer dogs are a cost-effective way to monitor inter-regional travel.
That way of managing pathways between territories and between regions is really important too. So we have ferries that will sail across from the Coromandel, for example, to some of our Auckland base ports. So those pathways are just as important as our sailings from downtown Pier 2 across to Waiheke Island.
And as always, if you're out enjoying the walking tracks near Cody Forest, always follow the tracks, stay off closed areas and clean your footwear. Mō te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Jean Bell, TNA.